Adam's disgraceful fall redeemed by Christ, August 27. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Christ is called the second Adam, in purity and holiness, connected with God, and beloved by God. He began where the first Adam began. But the first Adam was in every way more favorably situated than was Christ. The wonderful provision made in Eden for the holy pair was made by a God who loved them. Everything in nature was pure and undefiled. Fruits, flowers, and beautiful, lofty trees flourished in the Garden of Eden. With everything that Adam and Eve required, they were abundantly supplied. But Satan came, and insinuated doubts of God's wisdom. He accused him, their heavenly Father and Sovereign, of selfishness, because to test their loyalty, he had prohibited them from eating the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Eve fell under the temptation, and Adam accepted the forbidden fruit from his wife's hand. He fell under the smallest test that the Lord could devise to prove his obedience, and the floodgates of woe were opened upon our world. He was furnished with a holy nature, sinless, pure, undefiled, but he fell because he listened to the suggestions of the enemy, and his posterity became depraved. When Christ came, he entered a world disloyal to God, a world all seared and marred by the curse of rebellion against the Creator. The arch-deceiver had carried on his work with intense vigor, until the curse of transgression had fallen upon the earth. People were corrupted by Satan's inventions. Claiming for himself the attributes of mercy, goodness, and truth, Satan attributed his own attributes to God. These misrepresentations must be met and demonstrated as false, by Christ in human nature. Christ was tempted by Satan in a hundredfold more severe manner than was Adam, and under circumstances in every way more trying. He redeemed Adam's disgraceful fall and saved the world. There is hope for all who will come to Christ and receive him as their personal Savior. By transgression the world had been divorced from heaven. Christ bridged the gulf and connected earth with heaven. In human nature he maintained the purity of his divine character. He lived the law of God, and honored it in a world of transgression, revealing to the world's unfallen, to the heavenly universe, to Satan, and to all the fallen sons and daughters of Adam that through his grace humanity can keep the law of God. He came to impart his own divine nature, his own image, to the repentant, believing soul.